the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
So we're going to spend a couple of minutes now thinking about that story. My name is Rachel. I'm a member of the church family here. It's good to be together this morning. Now, each week in the summer, we are going to pull away part of this blurry picture that we have on the stage to reveal something much clearer underneath. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says this. This is the Message version. Paul writes about seeing God and his purposes clearly. He says, "We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly, just as he knows us." And as we've planned this summer series, our prayer is that these weeks will help us see God a little more clearly and know him better for ourselves and as a church community in this all-together way. So, as we look at Rahab's encounter, we'll think about how she comes to see, big reveal. Can I have a drum roll, please? Thank you. Oh, God can be trusted. The blur is gone. We're seeing clearly. Thank you, everyone. That was a very good drum roll. So, Rahab was someone who would have heard all about the goings-on in Jericho. And she'd heard news about the Israelites' escape from the superpower of the day, Egypt, and their ruler, Pharaoh. She recognizes that the power to overcome the Egyptian army would surely be greater than the power of Jericho's army, even within a fortified city. This God that she's heard about is one to be feared. He's powerful and he protects his people. So when the spies come to visit her, they're terrible spies, by the way, because they go to visit her instead of sneaking about spying, and everyone finds out that they're there. Anyway, Rahab is presented with an opportunity to negotiate her own freedom. She has faith that this mighty God she's heard about is not one to be messed with, that if she can make a deal, she might be able to get her own way and carve out a better life for herself and her family. But this faith is probably motivated by fear of this God she's heard about. I wonder if sometimes we know that God is strong and powerful, so we feel disappointed when he doesn't act as king over all things in the way that we think he should. We don't trust his sovereignty and his purposes. I know that's true in my life sometimes. But I think in this story, we see that in accepting this deal with the spies to spare her life and that of her family, she discovers much more about this rumored and powerful God. Who knows who these people are? Who are they? Shout out. Narnia, I'm hearing? The Pevensey children, yes. Well done. You're still paying attention, that's good. So, there's a moment in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the book written by C.S. Lewis, when, like Rahab heard about the Israelites' God, the Pevensey children, Susan, Peter, and Lucy, and also Edmund, hear about a powerful one who is coming. There are rumors that Aslan is on the move and that he has the power to destroy the one who enslaves and oppresses, and he will bring freedom. And I'm going to read you a little bit, story time, about a conversation that they have with the beavers. Lucy says, is he a man? Aslan, a man, said Mr. Beaver sternly. Certainly not. I tell you, he's the king of the wood and the son of the great emperor beyond the sea. Don't you know who the king of the beasts is? Aslan is a lion, the lion, the great lion. Oh, said Susan. I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I should feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. That you will, dearie, and no mistake, said Mrs. Beaver. If there's anyone who can appear before Aslan without their knees knocking, they're either braver than most or else just silly. Then he isn't safe, said Lucy. Safe, said Mr. Beaver. Didn't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. Sorry, I haven't got time to read anymore. Aslan is a powerful lion, but when they come to actually meet him at the camp a little bit later in the story, they might be a little bit afraid. But the first thing that Aslan says to them, does anyone know? Does anyone know the story well enough? The first thing Aslan says to them is welcome. He brings them under his protection at his camp, and then he gives them gifts to use for his purposes and shows them love and care. And I think that's similar to what happens to Rahab. God uses his mighty power to break down the walls of Jericho, but Joshua makes sure that Rahab and her family are rescued. These people, on behalf of their God, have kept their side of the bargain with her and shown themselves and God to be promise keepers, to be trustworthy. Even when she made this deal, she probably worried whether they'd actually hold up their side of the bargain. But here's the thing. They do more than just keep this promise. Did you hear the last bit of the story from Joshua chapter 6 that Jen read? Excuse me, it's the end of term. Rahab and her family then join God's people. Rahab is grafted into the family of God. This God who she feared, who could use his power to defeat big armies, is also the God who loves to rescue and welcome people into his family. I wonder if you've experienced God's loving kindness. Have you known the reality that whatever you've done, or whoever you are, like Rahab, God wants to welcome you into his family? God is trustworthy and strong and loving. We're going to sing a song about that in a minute. Get ready. Rahab gets to experience God's loving kindness as she moves from being an outsider, which, by the way, she probably had been for her whole life, to being part of God's people. And someone who actually becomes honored for her bravery and her faith. We know this because she's specifically named in Matthew's genealogy at the start of the New Testament in the family line of Jesus himself. And that means that passed down generation after generation, about 1,400 years, which is a long time, her story and her name are told as she, in faith, makes a deal but ends up getting so much more in return. God keeps his promise. He can be trusted to do that. But so much more can he be trusted to show his loving kindness to all who come to him for rescue. Much like this guy, who throws himself at the mercy of Aslan when he finds himself on the wrong side. He too discovers abounding love and forgiveness and the riches of a family and a kingdom to be part of. So if we see and know the same God today, what does this mean for us? Here's a few ideas from me that we could think about and take home with us. Just like God rescued Rahab, we too are rescued through Jesus. And we'll remember that in a little bit in communion. We can celebrate that, not just on Sundays in these moments, although that helps to remind us, but each day we can remember that God has rescued us from sin and death. Or perhaps we need to correct our view of God. Do we need to remember again today that his loving kindness is for us, that he loves us? Or maybe do we need to remember that as well as loving us, God's power and sovereignty is bigger and far beyond our own plans? Do we need to fix our eyes on God afresh with faith and trust for particular situations in our lives, holding on to the truth that God is strong and kind? And finally, can we enjoy being grafted into this wonderful family of God that we get to call one another brothers and sisters? Can we join in, just like Rahab, in playing our part in God's big story, to share God's story and to live God's life alongside each other this summer, as we do in these moments and beyond in our day-to-day lives? So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to give you a moment just to have a little think, maybe one of those things you want to take away with you today. And then in a moment, Lydia and Steve are going to come up and share some testimony with us about how they've had fresh perspectives of who God is in their lives recently. So you've got a minute to think. You can chat if you'd like to, and then I'm going to hand over to them.